Turners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you in your daily life and in your church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's episode, we will conclude our fellowship on this matter of the exercise of the heart and the spirit in God's economy. And specifically, what we want to see today is how the life practices play a role in the exercise of our heart and our spirit, so that we might have a daily life in God's economy. We have been talking about the crucial role of our inward parts in our experience of Christ in God's economy, how we have to exercise our heart and our spirit all the time to maintain our fellowship with the Lord, that He could continue to dispense Himself into us, and therefore we can have a daily living in His economy. But all of these life experiences are complemented by the healthy life practices. We need to have the healthy life practices day by day, so that these can be a kind of aid to us to turn our heart to the Lord and to exercise our spirit. We need the practices such as calling on the name of the Lord and praying and reading the word and meeting with the saints. All these healthy life practices really help us to maintain our heart and to keep or guard our heart and to exercise our spirit. For example, calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, how do we turn our heart to the Lord? We've mentioned that the heart is so crucial in our experience of Christ, that actually, although we use our spirit to contact the Lord, every experience is initiated by the heart. But how do we actually turn our heart to the Lord? Well, one good way is to call on His name, to call from our heart, to call out to Him. It can be loud, but it doesn't have to be loud. It can be even a whisper. It can be a kind of expression of a longing, just to call the Lord's dear name. Now, it says in the Song of Songs that the Lord's name is as ointment poured forth. To just mention the Lord's name brings the Spirit to us. Our heart is opened and we contact the Lord. So it's so good to begin our day just by calling on the Lord. But not just at the beginning of the day, throughout the day, in any and every situation, just to call the Lord's name, even to breathe the Lord's name, will keep us in contact with the Lord, will keep our heart open to the Lord, will keep our spirit flowing. And another way is just by praying. And prayer could take so many different forms. We could just have a conversation with the Lord. We could just talk to the Lord. We could talk to Him, as we mentioned in the prior episode, to dig away all the dirt, all the blockages. Just converse with Him and the living water flows. We could also pray over the Word. And we need the proper prayer reading in order to keep our heart turned to the Lord and for the Lord to have the way to shine on us on what are the areas in our heart where we have the blockages, that we might know where to dig away. And so this brings in the matter of prayer and the matter of reading the Word, praying over the Word. But accompanying this, we also have the matter just of reading the Word. Oh, it's so good to have the practice of reading the Word every day, even just a few verses. We've talked about this in the past quite a bit. Reading a chapter or half a chapter or even a few chapters a day to try to read through the whole Bible in either a year or two. Of course, it's good to have that goal, but What I'm emphasizing today is not that part, but rather just to read the word so that our heart can be touched and our heart can be turned toward the Lord. We may not realize how much just the daily things in our schedule, all the daily contacts with people in our walk in the world, how much things come in to quench our desire for the Lord. The things of the world just come to quench us, and we need the washing of the water in the Word, as it says in Ephesians 5:26. We need the Word, the element, the life element in the Word to wash us, to wash away the film of the world that comes upon us spiritually. And by the Word, actually, our heart is softened. And it's like the rain coming on the hardened earth that could soften the earth so that the seed can get in. So just reading the Word will keep our heart soft toward the Lord. So calling, praying, pray reading, all these practices help us in our experience of the exercise of our heart and our spirit. Of course, we've talked a lot about the matter of confessing our sins, because the conscience plays such a crucial role in the matter of the inward and hidden parts, because the conscience is both part of our heart and a part of our spirit. So we surely need to confess our sins every day and even throughout the day, and keep short accounts. Be quick to confess our sins, be quick to apologize to others. This will keep our heart soft toward the Lord. If we resist to confess our sins, if we resist to take care of any offenses between us and others, this actually will cause our heart to become hardened. So the practice of confessing our sins is very crucial in this matter of the exercise of our heart and our spirit. But all of these things relate more to our daily life regarding our personal life. There's also the side of the corporate aspect. Oh, saints, meeting with the saints, meeting in the church meetings is crucial for the exercise of our heart and our spirit. Being with the brothers and sisters keeps our heart open to the Lord and helps us to open our heart more and to exercise our spirit more. So we should never forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as it mentions in Hebrews chapter 10. We should not forsake the assembling. Rather, we should pursue being with one another, whether that's in twos and threes, or in small groups, or in the young people's meeting, or in the church meetings, or in conferences and trainings and the summer school. Oh, when we are with the saints together, spontaneously our heart gets turned to the Lord many times. And maybe we would find that it's hard to turn by ourselves. Just being with your companion or attending a church meeting very often helps us to turn our heart to exercise our spirit. Not only so, in the church life, we should also serve. We should be involved in the service of the church. This is a very good way to keep our heart for the Lord and to keep our spirit exercised. In the service, we must endeavor to do all the service in the spirit. And so even having the responsibility of serving others will push us to keep our heart open to the Lord and even push us to pray and exercise our spirit. And I think we all would admit that this is a good thing. If we're left to ourselves, just to ourselves, then maybe it's not so important to turn sometimes. But when we have the responsibility of others, we're serving the children, maybe we're scheduled to give a lesson to the children, this pushes us to turn our heart and to exercise our spirit. And this really helps us in our going on. And also, the matter of preaching the gospel, being burdened to pray for others. Oh, in this regard, then turning our heart and exercising our spirit becomes a matter of life and death for others. Because of the responsibility of sharing with others, we are pushed to the Lord, and we have to deal with all the blockages so that life can flow. So that, you see, brothers and sisters, all these life practices, they really help us. They really complement the experiences of life. So to go on in a healthy way, to have a proper heart and a proper spirit in God's economy so that his dispensing can go on uninterruptedly, we do need all these healthy life practices daily, weekly, monthly in our going on in the church life. So I hope that this fellowship from not just today, but in all the prior weeks has been a help to us to see how crucial it is that we take care of our inward and hidden parts. Especially, we must guard our heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. And we must learn to exercise our spirit in a genuine way. But first, it's the heart, the gateway to our entire being, that gives the Lord the ground to enter and also the ground to flow through us to others, which gives us such joy. So, brothers and sisters, this concludes our fellowship over this subject for this period of time. We surely would appreciate any feedback that you would have based on hearing all this fellowship. And not only to this fellowship and this line, but to all the things that we make available to you on the H. Turner's website. Oh Lord Jesus, we do pray that we would have a proper heart and be able to exercise our spirit in the proper way to live in your economy in an actual and practical way. Lord, we love you. Oh Lord, guide us into the reality of these experiences. We love you and we trust you for this. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you would make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.